Okay, today we're learning Daf Yutes Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on Yutes Amud Beis already, and we're darshaning various psukim. Mostly we've been talking about Talmud Torah. So the Gemara goes on to darshan a pasuk that we were in the middle of darshaning, Asher Piryo Yitain Bi'ito. So he says that it gives its fruit in its time, and Alo Lo Yibol, its leaves don't wither. The pasuk goes on to say, Amar Rava. So Rava explains, Im Piryo Yitain Bi'ito, if a person learns and it makes peros, meaning he fulfills what he actually learns, Valo Lo Yibol, then his learning is going to last. The leaves are not going to wither. Vim Lav, but if he doesn't, that which he learns, that it is considered like an act of rishos. So Gemara darshins, Amrav, what does the pasuk mean in Mishle when it says ki rabim chalolim hipila, that it's left many victims in its path? Zet talmid shlo higia lahoraa umora. It's a tragedy that when a talmid is not someone who's able to issue a psak halacha, and he does so anyway. Va'atsumim kol harugeha, and what other killing is it referring to? Zet talmud shehigia lahora'a ve'eno mora. That's referring to a talmud that is able to paskin and chooses instead not to paskin. V'yad kama, and how long does he have to wait to be ra'i to give a hora'a? Ad arba'in shnin, until the age of 40. Vaharava ori, but Rava paskin halachos, and he only lived 40 years. So how can you say they have to be the age of 40 to paskin a shaila? Because we know Rava and Abaye both descended from the base Eli, and there was a curse on the base Eli that they only live to 18 years, but Rava was osik in Torah, so the Torah protected him, and he was able to live to 40, to the age of 40. Abaye was osik in Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, he was able to live to the age of 60. So the Gemara answers Hasan B'Shavin. The reason that Rava paskined, because there was no one else that was as great as him. So it's true, you're not supposed to paskin until you're 40 years old, but that's only if there's another option for people to go to. But if there's someone else that's an equal, but no one else was the equal of Rava. Now the pasuk says, or maybe there's another way to darshan. The Gemara says from this pasuk, "Valo lo yibol, Amar avacha bar ada, Amar rav, va'amrila, Amar avacha bar abba, Amar rav hamnuna, Amar rav, sha'afilu sichas chulin shel tamidei chachamim, tzricha talmud shenemar, valo lo yibol." That we learn from this pasuk, "Valo lo yibol," that even sichas chulin, even everyday regular conversation of tamidei chachamim requires learning. And now we go on to the rest of the pasuk. So the pasuk continues, V'kol asher yaseh yatzliach. This is something that's a theme that comes up in Torah, and then again in Navi, and then again in Ksuvim. And that is, anyone who engages in Torah will have success with his possessions. That again, very clearly, that if you learn Torah, you will then be successful. And it repeats itself or threepeats itself in Ksuvim. That a person who commits himself entirely to the study of Torah, all of his nechasim will be matzliach. He's going to experience great atzlach in his life. So so I guess we'll make a main point over here. Main point over here is that someone who it's tragic when someone is not ready for hora'a and paskins, or someone is ready for hora'a and doesn't paskin. Normally, you're only ready for hora'a at the age of 40 unless there's no one else that's your equal, like Rava. Then we also learned that sichas chulin shel tamidei chachamim tzricha limud, and that if a person commits himself to Torah, his nechasim will be matzliach, which is derived from Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Machrus Rabbi Alexandri. Rabbi Alexandri announced, man bayi chayi, man bayi chayi. He announced, who would like life? Who is interested in life? Kanuf va'asu kuli al-melegabe. So everyone gathered together and came to him. Amrle, havlan chayi. And they said, give us life. Amrlehu, Rabbi Elganji said, mia isha chavetz chayim netzor l'shon chameira. Oh, you want life? Then you have to guard your tongue from evil. Shema yomar adam netzarti l'shon yomaraz v'asai midabir mirma, elich v'sgar b'sheina. Lest the person say, you know, I've already taken care of lashon hara. I've stayed away from lashon hara, and therefore I can go sleep all day. I don't have to worry about anything because that's all you need for life is to avoid lashon hara. Tavon lomer. That's what the pasuk says. Sur me rava se tov. No, it's not enough to stay away from evil. You have to also do good. Vein tov el Torah. And tov is a reference to Torah. Shnemar ki lekach tov nasati lechem torasi al ta'azovu. So even though in order to get life, a person has to stay away from lashon hara. It's not enough to stay away from lashon hara. A person has to do positive things as well. So now we go back to the halachas that we were discussing. If you're building certain buildings and structures for goyim, like the Beis HaMerchatz, higia lekipa. When you get to the place where they have the little dome where they put the little avodah zarah, makom shemah midin ba avodah chavim. That's when you got to stop building. So the Gemara discusses what's the din if you built the dome where they're going to keep the avodah zarah. Can you get paid for that? Amar Reb Elazar, Amar Reb Yochanan, im bana scharo muter. If you built it, you do get to keep your payment. Pshita mishamshe avodah chavim hein. Of course you're allowed to. It's only a mishamshe avodah zarah. O mishamshe avodah chavim bein l'Rabbi Shmuel, bein l'Rabbi Kiva, in nasrunat sheyavdu. Mishamshe avodah zarah, both according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, are only going to be asur when they are ne'evad. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah lo nitzucha ele lavod zchavim atzma. No, Rabbi Yochanan is coming to be mechadish to us that you're even allowed to benefit from the payment you receive when you build the avodah zarah itself for the avod chavim. Well, hanich l'man yam ravod zchavim shal yishol asur miyad shal avod chavim ashat yavit shapir. That works if you assume that an avodah zarah that belongs to a non-Jew is only going to become asur as an avodah zarah once it's actually worshipped. So if here it wasn't yet actually worship, so you could benefit from the payment. But if you hold, even an avodah zarah of an avodah chavim is asur immediately, how are you going to explain the din of Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan is only being mechadish to us that if you build it, you're allowed to get paid, because at the time that it becomes an avodah zarah, it becomes an avodah zarah with the last hammer blow, with the last little maisa that you do. Avodah chav man kagarim la gemar melacha. What makes it an avodah zarah? Finishing the job. Ve'imus havi gemar melacha b'makosh achron. And when do you finish the job? With the last hammer blow. Makosh achron less pe shavar pruta. It happens to be that last hammer blow is less than a shavar pruta worth of work. And that's why you're allowed to get paid, because it's not considered demei avodah zarah. The schar that you get paid for your work of the last hammer blow is not considered demei avodah zarah, because it's not yet, up until that point, it was not yet an avodah zarah. And the schar of that hammer blow itself is less than a shavar pruta. So everything up until that point was not yet with avodah zarah. What you do at that point with that last hammer blow is avodah zarah, but it's less than a shavar pruta, and that's why scharo mutar. Alma kasavar yeshna l'schirus mitchil v'yatzof. It seems that Rabbi Lazar holds that the way schirus works, when a person does a malacha as a kablan, that he's hired to do a job, so the guy who ordered the work has to pay him for each portion of the malacha at the moment it's really done. It's just that most people don't want to get paid, you know, pennies at a time as they're doing each little bit of work. Meaning, can you imagine that you take a taxi and, you know, you see the meter going up in the taxi? It goes up by, what, 25 cents each time. So what are you going to do? You're going to come with a roll of quarters and just start throwing quarters at the guy throughout the entire ride? That's crazy. So we're not going to practically pay at that time, but that's how the chiyuv is incurred. The chiyuv is incurred little by little. That's what we must be assuming over here as well, that the chiyuv is incurred little by little, and therefore most of the payment is not dealing with avodah zarah. It's only, but, and that's why you're allowed to get paid at the end, because the last hammer blow is less than a shavar pruta. But the other way to view it is, yesh l'schirus mitchil, in l'schirus el l'bas. basof, that the guy owes you, the worker, nothing until you finish the job. And then with that last hammer blow, when you finish the job, then he owes you all of the money. So if that were the case, then this would definitely be a problem to get paid for this avodah zarah, for this work with avodah zarah, because he owes you nothing, nothing, nothing. Last hammer blow, when it actually becomes an avodah zarah, now he owes you everything. That's definitely going to be considered real demay avodah zarah. Let's just see the Mishnah and maybe try to do a little bit. We'll save the Mishnah for next time. We'll stop here in Bez Hashem. Next time we'll pick up with the Mishnah on Daf Yotes Amud Beis.